Shus, the Lord of the Asher from the Beis Medrash. I think his schus of having in his Beis Medrash a wonderful program like this, start the way, the Torah, start the day, the Torah way, is a tremendous schus. And Ezus Hashem mitzvah is mitzvah, and you'll mechadish a new program, will perhaps continue the way, the day, the Torah way, and even eventually get to end the day, the Torah way. I'd like to discuss the inyan of Malchus Beis Dovid. Malchus Beis Dovid is intrinsically tied up with Yitzchak. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah the source, the Makir of Yitzchak. The Gemara says it's called Oisa Isul Lachag, Bachilu Vishriya, Malil of Hakosuv, Kilu Bomam Mizbeach, Makrif, Olav Kovim. Whoever makes Isul Lachag, Bachilu Vishriya, whoever Isul says Rashi means from the word to tie, to bind, from the word of Loshan Aguda, whoever binds the Yom Tov, Bachilu Vishriya, with eating and drinking, Maile Olav Hakosuv, Kilu Bomam Mizbeach, as if he's built a Mizbeach, the Hikrib Olav Kovim, and he has the Makrif of Kovim on it. Rashi there in the second chapter in Rashi says, what does it mean to be ma'aser the chag ba'achila v'shia? Says Rashi, it means to add an extra day onto Yom Tov for achila v'shia. That is the source, that is the makari for Yitzchak. The some of us are knowing Yitzchak, chassidim wear big day Shabbos, because they are adding, they are binding an extra day to the Yom Tov. And that is ma'ala lav akosuv ki lubonim izbeach v'hikiv olav kovim. Rav Tzadik HaKoyin in Machshavas Choros explains that Yitzchak is the Sudas Malavad Malka of Yom Tov. And just as the idea of Sudas Malavad Malka is that the Suda connects the Shabbos to the next 6 days, it connects the Hashpah of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, into the 6 working days of the coming week, so too Yitzchak Chag is there to connect the Kedusha of Yom Tov and the Hashpah of Yom Tov from Yom Tov into the next few months until we get to the next Yom Tov. We know that Sudas Malavad Malka is called Sudas Dovid Malka. Sudas Malavad Malka, all the Sudas of Shabbos correspond to one of the regular Hamarkava. One Suda is Avram, it's already quoted in Chazal and in Rishonim. One Suda is Yitzchak, another Suda is Yaakov. Malavad Malka is Keneged, corresponds to David Hamelech. Let's try and understand what Malavad Malka got to do with David Hamelech. The Gemara tells us that in the time of Malchus Beis David, they minted a coin which had on one side a picture of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, and on the other side of the coin there was a picture of Yerushalayim. And the Biskirov points out that we see from that coin that David HaMelech, Malchus Beis David, and Yerushalayim are two sides of the same coin. One side was David and Shlomo, and the other side is Yerushalayim. You see, we find the same thing in the Tfilah of Shacharis, in the Shemayin Esher, that we say every single day. We have one bracha at Tzemach David Abdecho Meher Satzmiach, which is a separate bracha, a special bracha for Malchus Beis David. And then again, when you say Yerushalayim Ercha Barachim and Toshuv, again at the end of the bracha you say V'chisei David Abdecho Meher L'Sei Chatochim. That's from Nusach Ashkelon. I'm not sure what the Nusach is here. V'chisei David Abdecho Meher L'Sei Chatochim. Again, Yerushalayim can only be if it's got Malchus Beis David in Yerushalayim. Malchus Beis David, says the Biskrov, and Yerushalayim are intrinsically intertwined. They are connected and they are one, two sides of the same coin. And the understanding that the shaft behind it is, the havana of it is very simple. Yerushalayim is the point where the Shekhinah comes down to this world. It's the point of connection between the Shekhinah and this world. The Shekhinah comes down to Yerushalayim, and from there it spreads out through Yerushalayim, it spreads out right big across the physical world. Yerushalayim is the conduit for the Shekhinah in the physical world. The same is in the Nefesh, in Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech, Malchus Beis David, is the conduit, is the connector between the Shekhinah and Klal Yisrael. The Shekhinah can only reside in Klal Yisrael through Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is not just some melech like we have some commemorative queen here, some malucha in our country here. Malchus Beis David is part and parcel of Klal Yisrael. Without it, Klal Yisrael wouldn't be the same, because Malchus Beis David is the connecting point between the Shekhinah and Klal Yisrael. So just as Yerushalayim is the connecting point between the physical world and the Shekhinah, and through Yerushalayim the Shekhinah can spread across, right across the whole world, so too Malchus Beis David is the point where the Shekhinah comes down to this world, comes down to Klal Yisrael. So Malchus Beis David and Yerushalayim are two sides of the same coin. They are both connectors for the Shekhinah to come down to this world. Malavad HaMalka, as we said, is the Suda which connects Kedusha Shabbos onto the next 6 days. So Malavad HaMalka is the Suda's David Malka, because Malavad HaMalka is the Suda which connects the Kedusha of Shabbos, Kedushas HaMelech, onto the next 6 working days, which is the Olam HaAsiyah, the 6 working days. That is Suda's David HaMelech. So too, in the same vein, Yitzchak, which Rav Sovik says is the same as Malav the Malki, the Sudas Malav the Malki of Yom Tov, would also be the David HaMelech of Yom Tov. And that's Pshat, what the Gemara means, Ilu Bonam is Beach, Umak Hikiv Alav Kavim, because then again, a Kavim, the idea of bringing a Kavim is to connect the Nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea of a Kavim is Adam Ki Yakriv, really means, as the Mephashim explained, it means the person is really being Makriv himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's bringing himself closer, bringing himself nearer, and connecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, being Ma'aser, the Achila Vishir, onto the Yom Tov, that means you are connecting the Yom Tov onto the next few months, until the next Yom Tov, is the same thing as building a Mizbeach and being mapped yourself on the Mizbeach, bringing yourself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the point of connection between the higher Kedusha and the future, which is the lower Kedusha. So perhaps let's see, Shavuos is the Yom Tov of David, David HaMelech, the Yom Tov of Malchus Beis David. Let's try and take out one or two points and see if we can connect them to the coming few months and continue the Shefa of Shavuos at least until Yom Nirayim. The Gemara says in Pesachim, the very interesting Gemara in Pesachim, that Kuf Yutes. The Gemara tells us, Oitcha Hashem ki nisoni vatehi li nishua. Oitcha Hashem ki nisoni, I thank you Hashem, I thank you is in the singular tense, I thank you. Who said that I thank you Hashem? Ki nisoni vatehi li nishua, because you were to me for salvation. Who's the I? Says the Gemara, David HaMelech Omra. David HaMelech said, Oitcha Hashem ki nisoni vatehi li nishua. Even Masu Habonim, which literally means Even the stone, Masu Habonim that the builders despised, Hoysal Arosh Pina became a cornerstone of the building. The Gemara says Even, really the Gemara changes the word Even to the word of Ben, to the word son. Who said Even Ben Masa Abonim Hoysal Arosh Pina? Yishai, David's father, said the pasuk Even Masa Abonim. Me'eis Hashem Hoysal Zayti Niflos Be'einenu. Be'einenu is plural. So it must have been a rabbi who said Me'eis Hashem Hoysal Zayti Niflos Be'einenu. Says the Gemara, that was David HaMelech's brothers. David HaMelech's seven brothers said Me'eis Hashem Hoysal Zayti. And then finally, Zeha Yom Asa Hashem Nagilov and Ismael Chavoy, says the Gemara, that was Shmuel Hanavi. Shmuel Hanavi says this day is a day which is going to become a day where it's going to be Nagilov, we will be Nagil, we will rejoice, the Ismael Chavoy. So the Mashal there is at pains to try and explain the Gemara, because the implication of the Gemara is it's all referring to one story, it's referring to one incident. That's what the implication of the Gemara is. And the Mashal is at pains to try and find one incident in the life of David HaMelech that would cover all those four psukim. And in the end, the Mashal gives up and actually explains each one on a different incident. So I once saw a beautiful pshat from a recent Mechaber who explained pshat in the Gemara beautifully, and he based it on a Ramah Mipana. Ramah Mipana wrote a sefer called Asor Mamoris, and he based it on a pshat from the Ramah Mipana, which is based on a medrash called Yalkut HaMakiri in Tehillim. Yalkut HaMakiri is a medrash, an obscure medrash, but it's a medrash on Tehillim called Yalkut HaMakiri. There the medrash tells us, before we get to the Medrash, we'll be making the story of the when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Shmuel HaNavi to go and anoint David HaMelech. So the pasuk tells us in Shmuel in Perek Tezayin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel HaNavi to go to Yishai, one of Yishai's sons, I want you to anoint to become the next king. And the pasuk tells us that Yishai went Shmuel went and Yishai passed in front of him all of his seven sons, and each one Yishai Shmuel said, no, that's not the one. And the pasuk tells us that Shmuel asked Yishai, "Hatamu hanorim? Have you finished? Is that the end of all your children?" Now the pasuk doesn't continue there, but in Medrash, the Medrash tells us that Shmuel hanovi that Yishai answered, "Tamu, I have no more children." And then the pasuk continues, and he said, "However, there is one lad, yes, roya echod. There is one na echod, which is who is a roya. There is one lad out in the fields who is shepherding the sheep. Maybe you mean him." And they brought him in, and that's how the story unfolded that Shmuel anointed David HaMelech. Now let's try and understand that Yishai, it's difficult for us to understand who Yishai was. Yishai was the Gadol Hador. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Yishai was Baba Chlusin Miyotzeb Chlusin. Chlusin, the Gemara says there is, I can't remember, 60,000 or 600,000, but an enormous amount of people would walk with Yishai every time he left his house and every time he came home. Yishai was the Gadol Hador of the generation. He was the greatest man of the time. How is it conceivable, how can we even contemplate that Yishai should say Tamu HaNa'orim, I have no more children, when we all know he had another son, he had an eighth son called David, and eventually he himself agreed there is another lad out there in the fields who is shepherding the sheep. So how could Yishai say Tamu? So the Ramah Mipana explains the story, the background to David HaMelech based on this Yalkut HaMakiri, and explains it as follows. We know that Torah says La Yovay Amoini Moyovi B'Kal Hashem, and Amoin or Moyovi is not allowed to marry into Kal Yisrael. We also know the Chazal Darshan Amoini V'loy Amoinis. My Ovi, V'loy My Ovis. However, if you learn Megillas Rus, if you look through the Megillas Rus, you will find that this drosha of Amoini, v'loy Amoinis, Ma'ovi, v'loy Ma'ovis, was open to debate in the time of Rus. Pliny Amoini, the nameless relation of Rus, the nameless relation of Boaz, refused to do Yibum, Rashi tells us, because he was scared that he would transgress the law of Layobi Amoini Ma'ovi B'kal Hashem. He didn't agree that the drosha of Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Ma'ovi v'loy Ma'ovis, is correct. And in fact, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos that when David eventually killed Goliath, so Shaul asked Abner, who is this lad? Now, of course, Shaul knew who David was. The Gemara explains, Shaul's question was, who is David's ancestor? Is it Peretz or is it Zorach? If it's Peretz, says the Gemara, then I know he's destined for Malchus. If it's Zorach, then I know he's only destined for greatness. And the Gemara tells us that Doeg was standing there, and Doeg interrupted, and he said to Shaul, to Shaul HaMelech, he said, Ad she'ato shoyel olav, im ro'el Malchus aloy, why are you asking, is this David fitting for Malchus if he's not fitting? Shalalov in Hurayel Lov Bikol. Ask if he's fitting to Bechlal be a member of Kali Yisrael. Maybe he's not Roy, he's not fitting to be a member of Kali Yisrael. Why? Because it says, La Yovay Amoini Mayovi Bikal Hashem. And David's grandmother was Rus, who was from Wales. So why are you asking, is he Roy for Malchus? Go find out if he's Roy for Kali Yisrael at all. And there ensued a great debate there between Abner and Doeg. The Gemara says, do you say Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Ma'ovi v'loy Ma'ovis, or do you not say it? Until the Gemara tells us, Yisraeli came along, and he drew his sword, and he said, Kol Nishacholak al din, is anybody who argues on this din of Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Ma'ovi v'loy Ma'ovis, Yitka b'cherev, why says the Gemara? Because I was Makabal from the Beit Nishashmul Anovi, and the Briskerov explains, Pshat, it's Halacha L'Meshim Yisinai, that Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Ma'ovi v'loy Ma'ovis. Now from that point on, there was no more argument. Everybody agreed that the drasha was correct. Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Ma'ovi v'loy Ma'ovis. Until that point, it wasn't clear in Klal Yisrael at all whether you do dash in the drasha of Amoini v'loy Amoinis and Ma'ovi v'loy Ma'ovis or not. And says Rami Pana, again based on this medrash in Yalkut HaMekki, he says the story behind David HaMelech is as follows. He says Yishai, and this is based on the medrash, Yishai, who was a grandson of Rus, was Mesupik. He himself was extremely Mesupik. Do you say Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Ma'ovi v'loy Ma'ovis? Do you not dash in the drasha of Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Ma'ovi v'loy Ma'ovis? So after he had 7 children, he separated from his wife. That's how the medrash tells us. He separated from his wife for many years. He never lived together with his wife. Until one day, Yishai thought that he would like to father a child who is kosher l'chol hadeis. He would like to have a child who can enter Klal Yisrael according to everybody, not be an outcast according to any member of Klal Yisrael. Everybody would agree that this child is kosher. So what he did was, he had a shifcha, and he asked the shifcha, he said, I would like to give you a get shifcha on t'nai. I'm going to give you a get shifcha on a t'nai, on a condition. Now, we all know that if you father a child through a shifcha, that child is not mishachas of you. That child is not a full-fledged member of Klal Yisrael. If you will then be mishachar of the child, if you will free him, he then becomes kosher, lo v'bikol. He's a kosher member of Klal Yisrael. So Yishai spoke to his shifcha and he said as follows, I'm going to give you a get shifcha on al-tanai. If the drosha of Amoini v'lei Amoinis is not correct, then the get shifcha should be a get shifcha. It should work. The vlad will be an eved, will take after you, and then I will free him, and he will be a kosher, it will be kosher, lo v'bikol. If the drosha of Amoini v'lei Amoinis is correct, then the get shifcha will work, then the vlad will be a kosher vlad, it will be my son, it will be a kosher vlad anyway. So this way I can assure myself that I'm definitely going to have a son who is kosher, lo v'bikol.
I don't know if that habit of converting to the kosher vlad many
times. Because it doesn't become possible. The shifcha is a greater psul than the psul of Amoini v'lei Amoinis, and therefore he will not become an Amoini, he will not become a Moiv at all. There's a blood is after the shifcha. So that way, eventually, once he's Meshachar Ever, there's the blood, the kosher blood. Why he wanted to do that, I can't answer. But this is that's what Yishai wanted to do. And the Medrash continues and says that the Shifcha, when she realized what was going on, she went and told Yishai's wife. She told Yishai's wife what was going on. And in fact, the Arizal says that this Shifcha was a Gilgal of Hagar, and she had to be Mesakan Hagar's Chet. Hagar's Chet was that she was Messiah Sori Menu, so this Shifcha had to be Mesakan that, and take away that tsar and not be Messiah, the wife of Yishai. So she went and told Yishai's wife what was happening. And they made a deal together. And they made a deal that night when the shifcha would go down to lock the door, Yishai's wife will wait outside, and as she locks the door, they will swap places. And that's what they did. The shifra came down, and as she was locking the door, she went out, and Yishai's wife came in, and eventually Yishai fathered the son, David, through his wife, without realizing. And the Medrash tells us that 9 months later, Yishai's wife gave birth to David. There was an uproar in the family, because the whole family knew that he had separated from his wife. And in fact, the uproar was so great that the brothers wanted to kill David. And they state in the Medrash, the brothers wanted to kill David HaMelech. So Yishai said, if you kill David HaMelech, it will be worse. Everybody will hear what happened. The public will hear what went on. It will be a greater shame to the family. Let's leave him. Let's not kill him. And let's send him off to become a shepherd. And the Yalkut tells us over there, and it's a different Yalkut, that to be a shepherd in those times was the most lowest form of work that one could have. It was a real low job. And the Shach, most of them, he says even more. He says the job was so risky. It was such a tremendous sakana that the lions and the bears, which we try to find in Shmuel later, that David HaMelech with his bare hands had to fight off the lions and the bears from taking the sheep. It was so fraught with risk that the idea of sending there was so much that he should eventually die. He should die a natural death, a natural cause, so no one would realize. The family thought that David HaMelech was a mamzer. He thought that he wasn't the father of Yishai. They thought that Yishai's wife had committed adultery. For 28 years, David HaMelech was a roi tzoyim, a total outcast from Klal Yisrael. It's beyond our understanding, but for 28 years, David HaMelech was 28 years old when Shmuel HaNavi called him in. He was 28 years, he lived on his own out there in the fields with a sheep, thinking that he was a total outcast, totally rejected, totally dejected, a complete outcast from Klal Yisrael. So when Shmuel HaNavi said to Yishai, Tamar and Orim, do you have any more children? Yishai answers in full truthfulness, of course I have no more children, I have no more sons, I have only 7 sons. That Roya Tsoin who is out there is not my son. That's what he thought. The Shmuel said, bring him along, and they brought him along. And as he came, the Basko came out and said, that's the one, he should be Moshe, he should anoint David HaMelech. And David HaMelech became the king. At that time, the Medrash says, the wife came in and told David HaMelech the truth. She didn't want to say it any earlier because she didn't want to be Mavaza the Shifra, she didn't want to put the Shifra to shame. So they suffered for 28 years not to put the Shifra to shame. All that terrible day. One can't even begin to imagine what was going on at the time. Says this Sefer, that pshat in the Gemara in Pesachim. Oitcha Hashem ki nisomni. David HaMelech was the greatest outcast that a person can be in Klal Yisrael. He thought he was a mamzer. He was left out to be a shepherd for 28 years. When in a split second, Shuas Hashem Keher Vayin, in one split second, he became from the nefesh follow that it's possible to imagine in Klal Yisrael to the Bir Roma, to the greatest person in Klal Yisrael, in 1 second. So immediately, David HaMelech said, Oitcha Hashem ki nisoni vatihil nishua. Oitcha, thank you Hashem. It's clear to me that you Hashem have saved me from the terrible rejection I've suffered until now. Oitcha Hashem ki nisoni. And Yishai said, of course Yishai said, Eben Moasa Abonim, that Ben, Moasa Abonim, that the other builders despised. They despised him because they thought he was a mamzer, they thought he was going to bring shame to the family. Eben Moasa Abonim, Hoysol Eresh Pino. Not only he's not despised anymore, he's a Eresh Pino. He is the highest Madriga a person can achieve in Klal Yisrael. The brothers, when they saw what was going on, the brothers said, Me'et Hashem Hoysozoisi Niflos Beinin. It's beyond our understanding, it's Niflos, it's wonderful. There's no way we can understand the way things have worked. They were the ones that sent him out to be a shepherd. It was through them wanting to kill him that eventually the David HaMelech ended up going to become a shepherd, and now he's become not just one of them, he's become the foundation of Malchus Beis David. And Shmuel HaNavi said, today is the day, it's not public knowledge yet, but today is the day which is going to be the first day of Malchus Beis David. So when David takes over the reign of Klal Yisrael and he fights all the fights and he sets up the blueprint for the Beis HaMikdash, in hindsight, we're going to say Zehayim Asa Hashem Nagilav Nisum Chavoy. That's the story which the Rami Pana explains based on this Yalkut HaMakiri on the inception of Malchus Beis David. Chazal tell us that David HaMelech was Hekim Olah Shel Tshuva. David HaMelech established the yoke of Tshuva. Now, of course, we know David HaMelech with the story of Bathsheba. David HaMelech did do Tshuva. To say David HaMelech was sin, we were not allowed to say, but there was an action of tshuva there. But to say that David HaMelech was hikim, he established olah shel tshuva, just because he once did tshuva is a very difficult thing to understand. To be able to say that David HaMelech was hikim olah shel tshuva, it must mean that the whole life of David HaMelech was a life of olah shel tshuva. the whole life encompassed the idea of tshuva. Tshuva means a person does something wrong, a chet. That chet has to itself be turned back into ruchnis. That chet has to itself be turned back into avodas Hashem. The Gaon says the word tshuva comes from loshuv, to return everything that's been lost by the avera, to return it all back into the fold, back into the ruchnis, back to where we're supposed to be going. David HaMelech, being a melech, had to encompass every member of Klal Yisrael, being the conduit, being the connecting point for the Shekhinah, for the whole of Klal Yisrael. He had to encompass every member of Klal Yisrael. If David HaMelech would have been born into an aristocratic family and been nurtured from day one for the role of being melech, he couldn't encompass, he couldn't be ma'asif every member of Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech had to be a nefesh shvola. The inception, the start of David HaMelech's life had to be a nefesh shvola moed. So when he becomes a malchus based David, he can encompass every member of Klal Yisrael, from the lowest member to the highest member, can be included and be misasif through malchus based David. Hekim Oyla Shetuba means that his whole life, the whole life of David HaMelech, encompass the idea of returning from a nefesh shvola, to turn that nefesh shvola, to turn that golos, that rejection, that dejection, to turn it back into ruchnias. And David HaMelech, 28 years, never once did he ever complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did nothing, he must have done nothing but serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that terrible matzah, in that terrible rejection, in that terrible dejection. Those 28 years he must have spent being over without any tainas, being over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Hekim Oyla Shel Tshuva. He took the terrible darkness and the terrible feeling of rejection. He didn't wallow in self-pity. He turned that into total ruchnias, till eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu could turn around and say, he is the one, and he could be anointed to become the Melech HaMashiach. The idea of reading Rus on Shavuos, the Shari Tshuva brings down from the Bechor Yeshoyev, the Yishalmi tells us in Megillah, the Dov the Melech died on Shavuos, and we know the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamalech Shnois of Shesadikim. Mishona Mishona, a tzaddik's life is perfect, it's complete. The day he dies is the day he was born. So we assume that David HaMelech was born on Shavuos as well, says the Bechor Yeshoyev. And since he was born on Shavuos to commemorate his birth, we read Megillas Rus to be Mishachas David, to be Mishachas David back, to read out the lineage of David HaMelech. Now let's try and understand. To commemorate his birth, I would have said we should read parts of Shmuel perhaps, which tell us the wonderful things that David HaMelech did in his life. And even if you want to read Rus, because the last few psukim of Rus tell us the yichus of David HaMelech, but why read the whole of Rus? What's the whole of Rus got to do with the yichus of David HaMelech? I think in the same vein the answer is very simple. When we say we want to be miyachus David HaMelech back, we don't want to be miyachus David HaMelech to know who his father is. We know who David HaMelech's father is. We want to be miyachus David HaMelech, that means we want to know where he came from. What was his background? David HaMelech's background was one of a nefesh father. That the Megillas Rus tells us David HaMelech came from Moyov. Moyov is the gematria of Mem Tes, 49. Moyov encompassed all 49 madrigas of Tumah. The Mem Tes Shari Tumah, Moyov was the only Ummah in the non-Jewish world which encompassed every single madriga of Mem Tes Shari Tumah. David HaMelech had to come from Moyov. He had to come from the Mem Tes Shari Tumah for the same reason, because in order to be able to encompass every member of Klal Yisrael and to be able to elevate every member of Klal Yisrael and connect every member of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had to come from himself, from a nefesh shvola, and his ancestry had to come from Moyov, from the Memtes Shari Tumah, so he could turn all those Memtes Shari Tumah into Memtes Shari Kedusha and eventually lead us to Shanum, which is the Tikkun Asid. So the idea of reading Rus is not just to tell us where he came from. We all know where he came from. The idea of reading Rus is to tell us what his background was, the Hekim Oyla Shel Tshuva of David HaMelech, to tell us how David HaMelech turned every negative trait, the Memtes Shari Tumah, all the nefesh shvola of David HaMelech, how he turned the total rejection into ruchnius, and from there became Malchus Beis David. That is why we read Rus on Shavuos. If you move forward from Sivan, from Shavuos, from Chodesh Sivan, straight after Chodesh Sivan, we go into Chodesh Tammuz, Chodesh Av. Chodesh Tammuz and Chodesh Av are the 2 months in the year which represent total darkness for Klal Yisrael. They are the 2 months which, for us, represent rejection. We were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, Churban Habayis. Even Bizmanenu, Tammuz and Av are the months which represent Tzar, Sorrow. They are 2 months which represent total darkness. Yitzchak Chag is there to bind the Shavuos and help us through with the Hashpor Shavuos all the way through to the next coming Yom Tov. Perhaps the message of Shavuos, after following the message of Malchus Beis David, is that is the message. We move straight from Sivan, the The anticlimax is enormous. You go straight from Tzivan, straight into Tammuz, straight into Av. If you look at the Tzir of Shemus, in some of the Siddurim prints, every month has the four letters of Hashem's name corresponding to the month. The month of Nisan, for instance, is Yud Kei Vov Kei in order, because that's the month of the greatest revelation. Tammuz and Av are the opposites. Backwards. The name of Hashem is backwards. That represents total darkness. Tammuz and Av represent 2 months, which is complete darkness. In fact, the month of Av is backwards, but the second two letters run forward again. That's why from Tesvav Av, things change. The light starts shining again. But Tammuz and Av as a whole represent total darkness. As we come out of Shavuos, we come out of Chodesh Sivan, we come out of the message of Malchus Beis David, the message to take forward is that even though we're going to enter into Chodesh Tammuz, we're going to enter into Chodesh Av, we're going to enter into a time in the cycle of the year which is darkness, which represents sorrow, which represents Golus, we're not allowed that to affect us, Chas V'Shalom, to affect our Ruchnias. We've got to take that darkness and turn that darkness itself into the greatest Ruchnias we can. In fact, the Sfasemis says, Tisha B'Av is Moed, the greater the Tzorah, says the Sfasemis, means the greater the Ruchnias is there, the hidden Ruchnias is there, to be uncovered. And that's why Tisha B'Av is really a Moed, because underneath the Tzah, underneath all the Tzorah, there is a great day, there's a great Ruchnias there to be uncovered. Let's take the message of Malchus Beis David and move forward into Tammuz, into Av, towards Elul, and let's turn all the darkness into back into Ruchnias, go through Elul, Ramila, Deidi, Vedeidi, Li, we shall be able to be Miskarat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ezra Hashem bring the Bisa Goyal, and here we remain on me.